Hello and welcome to the Council of Deans of Health's podcast. This edition is part of our campaign about research placements following our report outlining guidance for universities in setting up nursing, midwifery and allied health profession research placements. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined today by Dr. Gordon Hill and Evelyn Strachan from Glasgow Caledonian University to discuss placements they have set up for their students. Welcome to you both. First of all, do you think you could both just give us a bit of background about yourself? Gordon, I'll start with you.
Sure. Thanks very much, Robin. I'm the cross-school international lead and the senior lecturer for international within the Department of Nursing and Community Health at Glasgow Caledonian University. And I'm really, really excited about the prospect and the fact that we can offer clinical research placements. My own background, in the mid-90s, I was working as a clinical research nurse in studies in acute pancreatitis at the Royal Infirmary of Edinburgh. And really, really enjoyed and really got into research at that point. And following on from that, in 1997, I was employed as an associate nurse manager to set up one of the first five clinical research facilities in the UK. I believe that there's now about 60 across the whole of the UK and Ireland, but we were one of the first to be set up in Edinburgh, along with four others down in England. And following on from that, I've really had a strong interest in clinical research nursing and the importance of clinical research in healthcare. I've recently completed my professional doctorate, and the thesis for that was examining the relationship between clinical research nurses and their clinical nursing colleagues. So I've over a number of years, I've had a strong interest in this area. I also set up the Scottish Research Nursing Coordinators Network, and I'm the co-chair of the UK and Irish branch of the International Association of Clinical Research Nurses.
Great, thank you. Evelyn.
Hello there. My name's Evelyn Strachan and I'm the lead for practice learning for the Department of Nursing and Community Health at Glasgow Caledonian University. My background is mainly in clinical and then I came into education, but part of my role as the practice learning lead within the university is about building capacity for student placements. And so I have a strong focus on developing new placements as well as continuing to build capacity in existing placements. So I'm delighted, obviously, that the Clinical Research Facility at Glasgow is part of our offering of placements for student nurses. And I'm quite excited to be part of this moving forward and obviously promoting it. So, hello.
Great. Hi to you both. And thank you to Glasgow Caledonian for contributing a case study for our report on research placements. I think it's really important for other universities to see successful examples of research placements being set up and how you've gone about them. So Evelyn, could we just talk a bit more about the research placements you set up at Glasgow Caledonian and how you went about doing that?
Yeah, so I suppose the first thing to say is that we research placements are important because they offer nursing students an opportunity to gain an understanding of clinical research and patient care pathways within the NHS. And within our pre-registration nursing curriculum, we have a significant focus on evidence-based practice and in particular the importance of research to underpin nursing practice. So going back to 2016, we at that time were looking to build capacity in placements, and in the Queen Elizabeth University Hospital, the clinical research facility came forward as a potential placement. And so we set that up initially for children's nursing placements, and then we have since expanded it to other fields of nursing and across both BSc and MSc pre-registration nursing programmes. And to date, we've basically given about 41 students a placement in the clinical research facility for a period of up to 6 to 8 weeks, and it's been very successfully evaluated.
That's great to hear, thank you. Gordon, do you think you could go into a bit more detail about the placements and also talk more about the importance of them, not only for the students, but for the clinical research environment?
Sure, and I think it's you're absolutely right to point that out, Robin, because I think from the university's perspective, it's obviously extremely useful to have a diverse range of placements for students to be able to access. And for the students themselves, especially for those who have an interest in research, it's a fantastic way to kind of develop their skills and understanding of clinical research. Some of the students have been able to undertake good clinical practice guidelines training. They've been involved in really seeing from the inception of some of the research that's been undertaken, been involved in that, about the preparation, about the devising of all the data collection records that are required, about ethical approval, about a lot of the planning that's often unseen in that respect, but also then thinking about practical implementation, collection of the data, and also dissemination about that. I know that you've spoken to Natalie Elliott, who's one of the students who's had a placement, and she actually did a feature for the BBC as well, which was really, really interesting to see about student nurses' placements that they undertook and other students' placements in the first wave of COVID. But I think that it's really quite a different placement from a lot of the others that are offered, and really helps to kind of... it's been notoriously difficult in the past to be thinking about recruitment and retention of staff. And I think when you're thinking about the student nurse population, to be able to plant the seed with the students that clinical research nursing or clinical research midwifery is a career option for them, then I think that's a really fantastic way to be able to build the workforce moving forward. It's a bit difficult to say, but we reckon that there's probably between about 15 and 20,000 clinical research nurses and midwives working in the UK at the moment. Like a lot of other areas in nursing, the workforce is ageing, and to be able to have new students and new staff coming in to the area is really, really worthwhile and is really, really important. But also to add a different facet to the clinical research nurses and midwives provision that they can offer as well, to be able to be a practice supervisor or a practice assessor for students, I think is a really important thing for them as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you've touched on a few really important points there, and it's definitely one of the council's priorities to look at the workforce sustainability in terms of both clinical academics and clinical researchers. I think you all have a part to play in that.
Robin, just one other thing, sorry, I forgot to mention it. One of the other benefits that we've really seen is, and I think it perhaps reflects the fact that there aren't so many universities that are offering research placements at the moment. Just recently, one of our other students, Tammy Rose, who did a blog about her placement in the CRF, and two of the staff at the clinical research facility, Naomi Hickey and Suzanne Cathcart and myself, we submitted an abstract to an international conference related to clinical research nursing and student nurse placements, and that's recently been accepted. So, and Tammy is going to be able to give her experience as a student nurse in that environment as well as from the university perspective for myself and also from the CRF perspective. So I think that's a really great development to be able to disseminate some of the experiences that we've had and promote the research placements for student nurses.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, yeah, as you say, it's research placements aren't something that are typically on offer at every university currently. And I think maybe there are some misconceptions about that they're really difficult to set up or students don't want to do them, which all aren't true. So I wondered if you could just maybe touch on if you have any tips or advice for other universities in setting them up and the real value of you have seen in doing that.
I can start this if you wanted. Yeah. And that is really just to embrace the opportunity. Every practice learning lead, certainly across Scotland that I am in communication with, are all looking to build capacity for student nurse placements, and the unique opportunities that are afforded to students in a clinical research facility, I think, are outstanding and not certainly not to be missed. research is one of the four pillars of nursing practice. It's an important role for a nurse, and as Gordon said earlier, I think it certainly makes it a very feasible and achievable career opportunity for a newly qualified nurse, even at the beginning of their career, even, you know, as they develop in their career. So I would say definitely embrace it, and that you know, that's certainly coming from my perspective. I don't know if Gordon, if you want to add any more to that.
Sure, and I think you're right in highlighting that there is a bit of a misconception, Robin, that perhaps not all the objectives might be able to be achieved in a clinical research environment, but that's very much not the case in my own experience in working with the CRF. I think there's different experiences that they can have that they might not be able to experience in other areas, but certainly, you know, the essential skills clusters are still able to be achieved in the clinical research environment, and there's no reason why that can't happen. One other thing I would say is, even if universities aren't in a position, perhaps there isn't a clinical research facility within their local area, there are still opportunities for students to work with clinical research nurses in the placements that they're in, because the vast majority of areas will have a research nurse working in there. So I think if there is an opportunity for the students to spend 1 or 2 days with the CRN, then that's an excellent opportunity for them to get a bit more detail about the role and what it entails as well.
Yeah, great. Thank you. And I think, as Evelyn has said, I think we're always looking for more placement capacity in the system. So it's maybe trying to be a bit more creative and innovative in how we do placements, and maybe not thinking always about the traditional clinical placement and the value that both students and staff have got from them.
One thing I would say about clinical research as well is that in a lot of ways the UK is really at the forefront of the delivery of clinical research, and I think that's been demonstrated with the vaccine trials over the last year. But also I think we're ahead of the game in terms of about placements for student nurses. So I think this is something that perhaps the international community would be interested in as well as colleagues around the UK.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, just wanted to say thank you both for joining me today, and thank you for talking about the placements that you've set up for students at Glasgow Caledonian. And I think our members will find it really interesting to hear, and hopefully we've encouraged more people to think about research placements and hopefully increase the numbers for the future. So thank you both.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin. You.